This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Commerce Authority is calling on the United States to correct its unfair anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of Chinese steel products. The U.S. Commerce Department announcing anti-dumping and anti-subsidy duties on imports of Chinese stainless steel sheets and strips. China's Ministry of Commerce expressing disappointment over the decision, saying the U.S. side needs to abide by WTO rules and correct such practices. The statement also says the Chinese side will take its own steps to protect Chinese companies. Meantime, a Chinese industry association also expressing deep regret over anti-dumping duties imposed by the United States on imports of large washing machines from China. China's central authority is issuing a strategic plan for ecological development and preservation designed to protect China's arable land reserves and islands. Planned by the State Council, calling for the retention of 120 million hectares of arable land by 2030, as well as the creation of 80 million hectares of high-standard farmland. The plan also outlines objectives to try to reclaim eroded soil, as well as sustainable development of China's islands. China's Ministry of Public Security unveiling new stats showing 611 missing children were found last year. Among them were 27 abductees and nearly 360 runaways. As of the end of last year, nearly 650 updates on missing children were posted on a website launched last May. A number of African countries calling on EU member states to take a cue from China and ban domestic and overseas trade in ivory products. Members of the African Elephant Coalition say China's move to outlaw the ivory trade, a major breakthrough in the battle to save elephants. They also suggest other countries with legal domestic markets follow suit. Chinese government now implementing a plan to ban the processing and trade in ivory products by the end of this year. African policymakers and wildlife campaigners have hailed Beijing's plan as a bold step. EU Commission has expressed a willingness to terminate both its domestic and overseas ivory trade. U.S. ban on travel from seven different Muslim countries over for the time being. The U.S. State Department has decided to stop trying to have the executive order enforced for the time being. This comes after a federal judge in Washington State shot down the executive order on Friday. Donald Trump has been openly critical of that decision, blasting the judge himself, who was appointed to the federal bench by former Republican President George W. Bush. Most international airlines have once again begun allowing citizens from the countries covered by the travel ban to board U.S.-bound flights. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says his government is canceling peace talks with the country's communist rebels. The announcement comes after the New People's Army's insurgents claim Duterte is backing out on an earlier promise to release 400 political prisoners. Duterte denies he ever made such a promise, which he said would mean a total government surrender. Both sides have also put an end to a truce they reached back in August when the latest round of peace talks began. Duterte has ordered the military to resume an offensive against the rebels, citing continuous attacks on government troops carried out by the rebel groups. Canadian and British leaders calling for inclusion and diversity to counter all forms of radicalization. The pledge has been made as part of a phone conversation between Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his British counterpart Theresa May. During the talks, May has offered her condolences for the mosque shooting in Quebec in late January. They've also discussed their commitment to promoting progressive free trade and investment, including the timely ratification and implementation of the Canada-EU Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. Peruvian prosecutors searching the home of former President Alejandro Toledo, seizing potential evidence in connection with a long-running graft case. Toledo, one of three ex-Peruvian presidents implicated in a multinational corruption scandal sparked by Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, which is said to have included systematic payments to officials in exchange for lucrative public works contracts. Starting in 2005, Odebrecht reportedly paid out some $20 million U.S. dollars to offshore firms run by a friend of Toledo's. Money was meant to try to secure a contract to build Peru's interoceanic highway, one of several projects Odebrecht won in Peru. In English Premier League football action, Chelsea topping Arsenal 3-1 in a highly anticipated London derby on Saturday night. With that victory, Chelsea now remaining 9 points clear at the top of the Premiership ahead of Tottenham, Arsenal sitting in third. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.